first item of old business being change of zone, number 1996, McKee Builders LLC.
Yep. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ number 1996 for McKee Builders LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to MR based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks a change in zone from AR1 to MR. The purpose of MR zone is to provide medium density housing in an area that's expected to become urban in character and where central water and sewer are available. Number two, the stated purpose of the MR district is satisfied for this site. Both central water and central sewer will be available. Number three, the proposed MR zoning meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. Number four, this location is appropriate for MR zoning. The properties to the west and across from this one are Jones GR with approved multifamily developments. There's also a 5.6 acre parcel across Lizard Hill Road from the site that permits a wide variety of commercial uses and multifamily residential development with a density of up to 12 units per acre. This property is also in close proximity to the town of Ocean View. This rezoning is consistent with other zoning and land uses in the area. Number five, the site is located within the coastal area. According to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the coastal area is a, quote, growth area, and MR zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Number six, the comprehensive plan suggests the higher densities such as those permitted in the MR district can be appropriate where there is water and sewer available. There are appropriate roadways to handle city and there are nearby commercial or employment centers. All those factors are satisfied with regard to this application. Number seven, for all these reasons, MR zoning is appropriate for this site.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1996, McKee Builders LLC. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Let the record show that despite I was not here at the last meeting, I did go through all of the public hearing and listened to everything and read all the information. And I vote yes for all the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Mr. Butler?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2402, McKee Builders LLC.
Yep. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU number 2402 for McKee Builders LLC for 174 multifamily units based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the purpose of the MR zone is to provide housing in an area which is expected to become urban in character and where central water and sewer is available. This conditional use application for multifamily units is in compliance with the purposes of the MR zone. Number two, this site is located along Central Avenue where other residential and commercial properties were developed, including other GR, MR, and C1 zoning and development. This site is also in close proximity to the town of Ocean View. Number three, a satisfactory environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report was submitted by the applicant and is part of the record for this application. Number four, the proposed multifamily conditional use meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance and that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. Number five, the proposed use is consistent with the county's comprehensive land use plan. It is in the coastal area according to the plan, which is a growth area. The plan states that the medium and higher densities can be appropriate where, like here, there are features such as central water and sewer and nearby commercial uses and employment centers. The plan also states that a range of housing types should be permitted in the coastal area, including single-family homes, townhomes, and multifamily homes. Six, no parties appeared here in opposition to this application. There is no evidence that this project will adversely affect the neighboring properties, area roadways, or community facilities. Number seven, non-tidal wetland buffers will be provided and approximately 97% of the woods on the site will be permanently preserved. Also, approximately 29.78 acres or 58.1% of the site will remain as open space. Eight, all entrance and road improvements will be constructed as directed by DLDOT. Nine, the project will be served by central water and central sewer. And 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there will be no more than 174 units within the development. B, approximately 29.78 acres or 58.1% of the site shall remain as open space. C, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance to DLDOT's determination. The all recreational amenities, including the pool, deck, clubhouse, and dog park, shall be completed in accordance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. E, central sewer shall be provided to the development. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the Sussex County Engineering Department. F, the development shall be served by a central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. G, approximately 97% of the existing woodlands on the site shall be preserved. These areas shall be marked in the final site plan and clearly as non-disturbance areas on the site itself. H, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. I, interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County standards. J, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographic Information Department. K, the developer shall consult with the local school district's transportation manager to determine if a school bus stop is necessary. If it is, the location of the bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. L, construction, site work, and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7:30 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign shall confirm these hours in English and Spanish and shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. M, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for the development showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall identify all limits of disturbance within the site, and these limits of disturbance shall be clearly marked on the site itself. The landscape plan shall also include a planning schedule for all buffer areas. And the applicant shall form a homeowners or condominium association that shall be responsible for the maintenance of all interior roadways and parking areas, buildings, buffers, stormwater management areas, recreational amenities, and open space. O, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. P, the recorded final site plan and recorded condominium documents, including the declaration plan, shall state that hunting activities exist on nearby properties. Q, there is a tax ditch with tax ditch easement that runs through this site. The developer shall verify that it is in compliance with all existing or modified tax ditch easements and other requirements. R, the final site plan shall depict and note these conditions of approval, and it shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2402 McKee Builders LLC. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you.